being in lockdown, you do a few strange things. Have you been doing strange things at home?
Oh, I would define strange.
Okay. All right.
Decided to paint my daughter's bedroom.
Did you see? You wouldn't have done that normally, would you?
Not normally.
It's not that strange.
It's not strange, but it's
something that you wouldn't have done normally. Well, I wouldn't have done this normally, but I've been Facebook stalking. No, Facebook checking up, I should say.
Checking up.
And I thought, you know how you go.
On who?
You know how you go sometimes. You go, oh, I wonder that bloke I went to school with or that other bloke, you know, that I know. I wonder how he's going now. So you.
Ex-girlfriends?
No.
No.
Robert.
I'm just asking.
And then you just go, oh, search. And there was a bloke, and I thought, because when I grew up in Bundy, we'd do life-saving during the summer and rugby league in the winter. Oh. And there's a bloke I used to do it with, and he was from Rockhampton. His name was Jeff Evans.
What's Jeff doing?
I said, bloody what,
Jeff? Did you say Jeff Evans?
Yeah.
It's my cousin's name.
You're joking
You are,
me.
You
get
are
out of joking
it.
Me.
My cousin is Jeff Evans.
No.
Does he sell trucks?
No.
This Jeff?
No, he doesn't.
Different Jeff.
Different Jeff, must be. But anyway, so I thought I'd go online and I'm there. God, and I thought, wonder what he's doing. So there I am, I'm going, okay, there we go, typing in. And you know what he's
Bard.
Doing? You know, you know what he's doing?
What's he doing?
He is over in Leeds in the UK as a sports fitness trainer. And then I thought to myself,
does he know that you've been searching him up? Did you say, g'day? Did you say, send him a wave?
No, I didn't go on Facebook. I did check on Facebook.
But you didn't send him a wave?
He's as inactive as what I am. And then so I thought, wonder what his brother, he had a brother, Troy. So in Troy Evans. Troy Evans, because he used to play footy. I think he was 1 or 2 years younger.
A lot of letters in Troy Evans.
I misspelled. I went Trey. Oh, no. And so I took that. And I'm there, be buggered.
Yeah.
And then I went,
what's
Troy?
You didn't type something else.
No. And then I went, my God. And you know who Troy Evans is?
He is
the father of Daily Cherry Evans.
No.
Yes, from bloody Manly.
Oh.
And I went, you are
that
joking
is a small
me.
World.
So all night.
Couldn't
then,
possibly be related to Greg Evans.
No. And then so all night, I'm just going, oh, there's another story. And so the guys that I used to go verse against life-saving in rugby league
are you trying
from
to,
Rockhampton.
Are you trying to concoct some long-winded connection?
There is a connection, Charlie Cherry Evans. And next time I see DCE, as he's affectionately known
say,
to me.
Hey, DCE.
I know your dad. He wouldn't have no idea. And your uncle. So isn't that is unbelievable.
Your dad and your uncle.
I know, from when we were growing up, when he was in Rocky and I was in Bundy. What an unbelievable story.
What a close.
Yeah.
Just there. But
we've all got them. We've
laid the grass apart, aren't you?
Haven't we? Haven't we all got them, small world stories?
Yeah. Oh, I've got one.
Yeah, what's yours?
I was working overseas and my mate, who I was working with, had a mate.
Yeah.
And that mate,
yeah.
who I got to know quite well,
yeah.
was the daughter of rock royalty.
Yep.
AC/DC. Rhythm guitarist.
Who was it?
Malcolm Young.
There you go. So it was your mate's mate. I love those
stories. My mate's mate. And then she invited me over to his house.
See, you have...
me and Mal Young got together like as though we're best mates.
Well, look, Daily Cherry Evans and Malcolm Young from AC/DC. And it's a small world, John from Berkeley Vale. Good morning, mate.
Johnny?
How you going, Paddy? How you going, boys?
Yeah, not too bad. Who is there a distant relation to?
Well, it's not so distant, but it's to Australian Prime Minister, ex-Prime Minister Paul Keating.
Ooh. Right, what's the relation?
What's the misfortune?
Yeah, the relation is his second cousin to my father, who's departed, unfortunately, passed away just the end of last year. But the story is a classic.
Yeah.
The story is that these two fine gentlemen, dressed gentlemen, very astute suits, turned up to my father's mother's house, Stella Keating her name was, knocked on the door and didn't say too much to her. It just said, we need to come in and look around your house, thank you, and just sort of moved her to the side, walked on through, looked in every room. She asked, look, what are you doing in here? And they said, don't ask any questions, ma'am. We just need to have a good look around your house, if you don't mind.
This is my house.
She was getting a bit flustered. She was there by herself. Her dad's brother used to live there, but he wasn't at home. So I had a good look around for about 4 minutes, and then they said, okay, look, with that being all under control, Mr. Keating would like to come in and have lunch with you. Paul Keating, Prime Minister's up in Sydney today. has some meetings from Canberra. He wants to know if you'd like to have lunch with him today. So it was Paul up for business, and he just wanted to pop in and see his auntie, because Stella was his auntie, and Paul was my dad's cousin. So he popped in to have lunch with his auntie.
But they sent the security through.
I tell you, when I go and see my auntie, there is not quite the hoo-ha, but that's, yeah. Talk about jumping through hoops.
A very true story. And, yeah, he never lost contact with his relatives, and he popped in just to have a cup of tea.
Yes, it's providing it was all safe and secure.
That's right.
And he went in and he said, this is the afternoon tea we had to have.
That's right.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for that, mate.
Well done.
Okay, take care. We've got Catherine from Baddow Bay. Okay, what's the small world story, Catherine?
I'm second cousins with Natalie Bassingthwaite from the Rogue Traders.
Oh, look out. Second cousins to Nat Bass.
Yeah, I've never actually met her. But
that doesn't matter. For the purpose of the exercise,
how does a second cousin work?
Oh, it's like you're on my mother's side, like her brother's sister's girlfriend. I don't know.
So really close.
Yeah.
Whenever
I'm just looking, and it's my birthday today, so.
Oh, it's Catherine's birthday. Catherine from Baddow Bay.
Oh, well, we're going to give you the coffee pot. We've got Gabrielle Coffee putting spring in your life. If you love coffee, haven't tried them yet, you're missing out. So that's yours, Kat, for your birthday.
Oh, beautiful. Everyone at Gosford Centrelink will love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
G'day, Billy Mac.
G'day, Rob. What about the Wallaby? Oh, hello, Paddy. What about the Wallaby?
I know, Billy. I know.
How good was that?
That's enough Fugby talk. What about your team, Paramount?
Stan Rogers have done it somehow. 8-6. The halftime score.
Sorry, boys.
Is the full time score.
There's nothing like Gerard to ruin the mood of the party, is there, Billy?
No, that's enough. It's cricket season now anyway. Rugby's league season's over.
Now, hey, Billy Mack, what we're looking at, small world stories, connections, who to?
Well, I worked on Mission Impossible 2 as security.
Yes.
Me and a lot of other fireys, and another fiery who's a coastie, Scott Needham, and I looked after Connor and Isabella Cruz.
So no you technically
you're like
are the uncle to Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman's kids.
Yes, we're the non-Scientology uncles.
Non-Scientology uncles.
Yeah.
Very good, Billy Mack.
But that then opens up 6 degrees of separation, because Tom Cruise worked with Ron Howard, who worked with John Wayne, and it just goes on forever.
Oh, my. The people you don't know, Billy Mack.
Oh,
holy jeez.
Hang on. Now, as I've told you, Paddy, I don't know people. People know me.
Okay, Billy.
Come on.